I'm Robert Thompson Stone. I am in the division now of child neurology. I came to the University of Rochester in 2005 as an adult neurology resident from where I went to medical school, which is NYU. I'm from Long Island, and I came up to this area for college. I went to a college in SUNY Geneseo, and after that went back down to NYU, but really enjoyed my time in upstate New York and knew that when I wanted to apply to residency programs that I wanted to be up here in upstate New York. And when I came to interview, I met for the first time Ralph Josefowitz, who specifically commented that he liked my my work coat, and he thought that my coat was extremely nice, and actually I didn't realize at the time how nice of a compliment that was coming from Ralph, because he really cares about the way that people look professionally. So I was doing my adult neurology residency and found during the rotations where I dealt with children that I loved dealing with neurology in children and taking care of children and their parents as patients. So I decided to actually switch gears and go into child neurology by finishing the neurology residency and then doing 2 extra years of pediatrics, which worked out very well. At that time is really, that was sort of the time that I really first started meeting with John Mink, and he was extremely welcoming and accommodating in this switch, which is indicative of the way that the child neurology division is, which is extremely kind and welcoming to all. So I finished my child neurology residency program, and over that time had a number of important mentors, John Mink and Ralph Josefowitz, of course, the child neurology faculty, Gary Myers, Jennifer Kwan, David Wong, and Bob Holloway, of course. So at the end of my residency, I became very interested in education, because I was able to have the experience of teaching in the mind-brain-behavior course, which is the second-year neuroscience course for students, and I just had a great time. It was one of my favorite sort of activities that I did over my residency. So when I decided to stay in this department after graduation, I really had a major goal of going into education as being one of my biggest scholarly pursuits. And at this time, I'm sort of happy to say that I am running the child neurology residency program, which has been a really great opportunity for me, and we've been able to recruit some wonderful residents. And I work as the co-director of the neurology clerkship with the medical students, which has also been a really great experience. So in addition to the educational activities that I'm doing, I've developed my patient base in child neurology and the child neurology division, and I've started to specialize in neuroimmunology. So I created a pediatric neuroimmunology clinic here and have started to participate in some research studies that have allowed the sort of center, the neuroimmunology center here, to take off, and collaborated with the adult neuroimmunology center. So looking back, I think that my sort of these early stages of my career, the neurology department here has done a lot to support me and to allow me to follow these pursuits, which might not be sort of the most typical scholarly or academic pursuits, and have just done a lot to allow me to be successful with these great teachers, great mentors that I've had, and I'm indebted to this place for everything that it's done for me, and I'm excited to look into the future to see the great things that the department does and the division does in the future.